Today, I'm rocking the suburbs.
And I think a lot of the stuff that's making it to the mainstream is not necessarily even the best, you know?
All right, Patrick, we have one of the bands here at Woodmore Stock.
Cool.
We're going to be on Rockin' the Suburbs now. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And this is so exciting because we're discovering a lot of new bands here. And we have here Graham Millar. Did I say that right?
You did.
All right. Graham Millar from Sleeping on Saturn.
Yep, you got it. All right. You got it.
That was one of the bands that organizer Brad mentioned.
Yep.
Was a band people should check out. So you got to hear a little bit of their music on a previous episode, but you'll probably hear some more clips here today. So yep. Welcome to the show, Graham.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Thank you. So how long have you guys been together?
Just about a year at this point.
Okay.
It was me and another guy named Ian. He's our rhythm guitarist, and he does some backup vocals and stuff. And it was me and him for a little while, and then we finally picked up a drummer, and then we had a bassist as well that we threw in the mix. This is all about a year ago, and then our bassist recently just moved to Indiana, so we got a new bassist.
Got it.
And
that makes it tough.
His name is Steve.
Yeah, it's hard to practice when one of your new bass players in Indiana.
So tell listeners about your band. What do you guys like? I mean, we heard you described as psychedelic, and we also heard you described as young. That's a compliment.
I'm 23. I'm the youngest member of the band.
Okay.
But as far as like influences go, definitely a lot of classic rock, a lot of stuff out of the 70s, you know, your Pink Floyds, your Jimi Hendrix, your CCR, all that kind of wave. But then also a lot of the modern stuff coming out of Australia. I guess I would describe it as like surf rock or indie rock. But I try to mesh those two ideas kind of together, and what comes out is I guess psych rock. So yeah,
cool.
Where did that interest develop?
Oh, well, my dad has been, you know, putting classic rock in my ear for a while, so definitely picked up a lot of it from there. But then I got the Australia stuff from my cousin mostly. So
how so? Wait, your cousin. How did he get into it? What's the connection there?
Do you mean like how we discovered that kind of music?
Yeah.
So there's the group that really kicked it all off is Sticky Fingers. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, yep. And they're real like kind of reggae fusion with like alternative stuff, and it comes out in like a very cool kind of beach rock kind of thing. And I just really, really liked it. And then, you know, as you explore, like, Spotify pages and stuff, you can click the related artist tab,
right.
And it just kind of keeps going. And you just go, like, related artists for them and them and them. And then before you know it, you know, I'm listening to, like, a bunch of new music that I'd never heard of. Like, I don't know if you all have heard of Dope Lemon or Marlon's Dreaming or the Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. Or
I've heard of them, yes.
Yeah. But, like, all that stuff is awesome to me, you know.
Very cool. What about the name? How did you come up with the name for the band? It's very interesting.
Yeah, so Sleeping on Saturn, I was in an art class in college, and I was painting a piece in that class, and the painting is our original EP cover, which you should be able to find if you want to look at it.
Okay, cool.
But it's essentially like a man who's supposed to be asleep, and he's like blue, and then there's a dream of space that's like being absorbed into his face, and so it's kind of like supposed to be the dreams of, I guess, me, but because I write a lot of the music.
Mm-hmm.
But just, I guess, it's a way to, it's sort of escapist in a certain way, but it's not supposed to be like a depressing thing. It's like more exploration.
Don't wanna try.
There's a lot to be said as a songwriter, anyway, from the subconscious, from your dreams, and from the things that you think about when you're not trying to control your thoughts. So that's interesting.
All this, you know, I'm a huge insomniac as well. So I write about the stuff that keeps me up at night.
That's funny. That's funny. So you guys have put out an EP.
We have. We have two EPs out, and just one single. But I think we're going to re-record. We're working on an album right now, trying to get that all recorded and everything. And hopefully that should be finished with all the songs by the end of this year. So start releasing some little snippets of that soon, hopefully.
And people can hear your stuff on all the streaming services. Absolutely. And stuff like that. Are you on Bandcamp too? Can people buy stuff there?
You can buy it on iTunes if you'd like to buy it. But we are on all the rest of the streaming services, YouTube and all that stuff as well if you don't have them.
And what are the EPs called?
Yeah, so the first one is just self-titled Sleeping on Saturn. Second is called Iapetus. That's a moon of Saturn. We're saving Titan for later.
For the double LP.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You got it.
Is this the kind of music I should listen to with like the lights off? Maybe
I would say so.
Headphones on?
Headphones on, absolutely. Yeah. Or driving. Driving's a good one too. I think we kind of have two moons. We have like real kind of in-your-face psych stuff, and then we've got kind of chill, like, you know, sitting on a beach chair, watching some bands on One More Stock, you know, like that kind of vibe. So it should be a real fun time. We go on at 3:15 here.
Yeah,
so.
You're playing here at 3:15. There's no roof to blow off the place.
There is not, but, you know, we might make those tents go flying.
There you go.
Love that.
Tell me something. As a 23-year-old,
sure.
How do you view the state of rock music?
Oh, well, okay. So it's complicated. It's not in the mainstream, but I think, like, a lot of people say, like, rock is dead. It's absolutely not. It's thriving. It's just smaller. And I think you got to find the niche that really gets you going, you know? And once you find that, it's an infinite rabbit hole of great music. Because I think with how music is being made and released today, there's so many independent artists and good stuff that's just out there to be listened to, you know? I think a lot of the stuff that's making it to the mainstream is not necessarily even the best, you know? And so I think the deep cuts are really good. And if you're willing to dig, then you can find some great stuff, so... But definitely check out the Aussie stuff. That's for like new rock. Check out. Have you heard of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard?
Yes.
Like all that stuff is great too. You know, I mean, they really got the scene locked down over there. So
that's cool.
It's very cool. So do you see yourself one day having music as your full time career?
Oh, I would love for that to happen. I would love. I'm working towards it.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll see where life takes me.
Yeah. All right. Well, that sounds like a reasonable attitude. Yeah. It's not like, that's what I'm going to do and that's the way it's going
to
be.
But. I mean, I really want to make it happen. So I'm going to try to do everything I can to make a career out of this. But, you know, again, you never know where life's going to take you. So
very true. Very, very true.
Have you had much opportunity to play live besides Woodmore Stock?
Yeah. We've played probably 15 or 20 shows at this point, just kind of all along Silver Spring from little, you know, well, not little, but like, you know, different house parties and whatnot to playing in Silver Spring, like at the American Legion. We've been there a bunch. And we've also played at McGinty's in downtown Silver Spring and just some other places around. But looking to continue playing more places, so if you all ever need a band, let me know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds good. All right. I got the bag of questions.
Bag of questions.
You
want to
do
any?
Okay.
Yeah.
We have... Oh, if I can find it. Oh, here he is.
Yeah.
So we have just a bag of random questions.
Okay.
We like to ask people before they leave the podcast. All right. So let's see. I'm pulling one out. What's the strangest... This is another food-related one, by the way. I don't know why.
I don't know.
It's coming out. I must have been hungry when I wrote these questions. What's the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
The strangest thing I've ever eaten? Oh, that's a good one. I had alligator nuggets once.
Really?
That's not, like, super crazy, I feel like, but it was
pretty
like
crazy.
The weirdest thing that I think I've ever eaten. So,
and how was it?
Not good.
No. It didn't taste like chicken.
I was at like some kind of divey place in Florida, and they had them, and I ate them, you know. But it's kind of like, it's, people say it tastes like chicken. It does, but it's like the consistency of calamari, so it's real rubbery.
Yeah.
And
so here's the thing, though. You got to go for the crocodile.
Oh, really?
Crocodile, mate. No, I'm just, you're interested in Australia.
Crocodile, yeah. I'm sure it's a little better, you know.
Yeah, it is perfect.
All right. Cool. Thanks very much, Graham, for hanging out with
us.
Yeah,
you got it. Of course. Thanks for having me.
Are you playing right up here on this stage?
Yes, we are. Right there. So you guys will get a front seat view here.
We got the prime spot.
We got a great spot for sleeping on Saturn.
Yes. Well, thank you. I'm excited for you all to hear us. And yeah.
All right. Check them out, peoples. Yep. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Graham Millar.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Out of time, thinking that I'm fine, sipping on a cigarette like it's the last time, time and time and again. The cancer's got me holding my breath. I don't know how long I'm gonna be on this floating mound of dirt, thinking what's in it for me, please. Running out of time, thinking I'm fine, listening to symphonies. So don't go outside, I'm sick of living life when everything is televised. Don't wait. I'm sick of being used, yeah, I'm sick of being stuck. Don't go outside, I'm sick of living life when everything is televised. Don't wake up. I'm sick of being used, yeah, I'm sick of being stuck.
Crocodile, mate.